Close governor's race in Arizona has been called. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk projects Democrat Katie Hobbs has been elected the governor of Arizona, beating Republican Carrie Lake. She could, Lake, that is, challenge the results of the election, saying in a social media post, Arizonans know BS when they see it. A change in the balance of power in the House could be one seat away. After several close races were called Monday, the GOP needs one more win in the 13 races yet to be decided to become the majority party. Fox News has learned Republican Party leaders plan to hold their congressional leadership elections on Tuesday.
GOP sources telling Fox News leadership candidates held a forum where some pitched themselves for leadership positions. Fox is told that nobody stood up to Kevin McCarthy to challenge him for Speaker of the House. However, Republican aides tell Fox News that Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is planning to challenge McCarthy.
That's Fox's Bill Malusian. The full House will elect a speaker in January. We'll have to fight a while longer. That from Ukraine's President Zelensky in a speech delivered by video hookup to the G20 summit in Bali, but predicting the end of Russia's invasion is coming. He's demanded a full withdrawal, saying Ukraine should not be asked to compromise on its sovereignty or territory. President Biden will call on the G20 leaders to isolate Russia economically and diplomatically. The president taking some criticism for his meeting with China's President Xi.
With the world watching and listening very carefully, the president said he believed there was no, quote, imminent threat of China invading Taiwan. Now, those comments actually came after spending about 3.5 hours meeting with his Chinese counterpart. However, Chinese media briefed on that meeting, reported that Xi said that Taiwan, which, as you know, has gotten very strong support from Washington, was the first red line in their relationship.
Fox's Kevin Cork, President Biden did not discuss with Xi the origins of the coronavirus. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Former President Trump is expected to make an announcement Tuesday from his home in Florida, potentially about a possible run for the White House. Former Vice President Mike Pence telling Fox's Hannity he no longer has a relationship with his old boss.
We parted amicably, and we spoke a number of times after I left office. But frankly, when the president returned to some of the rhetoric about me and others who had taken a stand for the Constitution, I thought it was best that we just go our separate ways.
Pence says he is seriously considering his own campaign for the presidency. The suspect in the murder of three University of Virginia football players is in custody.
Despite a 12-hour manhunt, police picked up the suspect just a few counties away. That suspect is 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. Authorities say he opened fire on a packed bus after a class field trip, killing three and injuring two others who are now in good and critical condition. According to authorities, the class saw a play in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, just returned to campus when the shooting took place. Three students died, all football players. Devin Chandler, a second-year student from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Lavelle Davis Jr., a third year from Ridgefield, South Carolina. And Deshaun Perry, a fourth-year student from Miami, Florida.
That's Fox's David Spott, who reports there's still no indication on what prompted the shootings. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno suffered serious burns following a gasoline fire in his Los Angeles garage. He says he's okay, but will need a week or two to get back on his feet. Roberta Flack says she has ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and sadly, she says, that means she won't be performing her classic hits any longer. The Grammy Award-winning singer's representative says Ms. Flack has difficulty even speaking these days because of her condition. There's no word on how long she's been suffering with ALS. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.